News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's not yet decided whether to join Israel and attack Iran. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, he will make that decision within the next 2 weeks.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
President Trump will do what's best for America. I trust his judgment. He's a tremendous friend, a tremendous world leader, a tremendous friend of Israel and the Jewish people. And we will do what we have to do, and we are doing it. We are committed to destroying the nuclear threat.
Iranian missiles struck residential buildings in Tel Aviv today and a major hospital in southern Israel. Sam Mednick reports from Beersheba.
Staff here said that while they were prepared for it, they were shocked that the hospital was hit. They said dozens of people were lightly injured. So far, no one has been deemed to be killed. Staff are trying to get patients out of the hospital and move them to other locations.
And TikTok will live on in the U.S. at least for the next 3 months, Ed Donahue explains.
President Trump signed an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 90 days. It gives the administration more time to work out a deal to get the China-based platform an American owner. This was the third time the president extended the deadline. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says he promised to keep TikTok on.
There are 100 million Americans who use this app. It's widely popular. He also wants to protect Americans' data and privacy concerns on this app, and he believes we can do both things at the same time.
One deal fell through. China backed out following the president's tariff announcement. When he took office again, President Trump admitted originally he wasn't a fan.
Well, I guess I have a warm spot for TikTok that I didn't have originally, but you know, I went on TikTok and I won young people up by 36%.
One analyst called TikTok's U.S. situation a deadline purgatory, a recurring threat with no resolution. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Julie Walker on the impact of bird flu.
Long Island's last commercial duck farm rebuilding after a bird flu outbreak forced the destruction of its entire 100,000 bird flock in January. Crescent Duck Farm owner Doug Corwin.
It was a devastating emotional thing.
Plus, he had to lay off staff.
Most of my people have been with me 10, 20, 30 years. And all of a sudden realize that most of them had to be laid off that day.
The first wave of more than 900 young ducks arrived at the end of May. More continue to come. But he's pushing for change so he doesn't have to go through another outbreak.
I'm arguing very hard that the United States needs to change its policy on vaccinations. There are many vaccines that work for this. We're just not allowed to use them.
Long Island was once a center of U.S. duck production with more than 100 farms. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.